Frigidaire.
Oh, the fridge. I'm going with the fridge.
Fridge.
Wait. I think you designed the question for all of us to go for the fridge, right? I feel like that's to throw us off. I'm going for the beauty mirror.
All right.
It's not going to be the beauty mirror. I'm going to go for number one.
What
number one was, but I just want to pick something
Number
else.
One was the electric scooter for adults.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Okay, electric.
Frigidaire.
Scooter.
It's between that or the fridge. Aiden's not going to win this round.
And then, Evan, what was your choice?
Frigidaire.
Frigidaire. Fridge. Okay, we got all different answers. Audience members, please lock in your answers. 3, 2, 1. Okay. The hotel electric scooter for adults was, that's insane, $1,999. The Beauty Peak full-length mirror was $199. And the Frigidaire was $2,900.
Yes, sir. Well, Evan, you're getting back onto the leaderboard.
Okay.
Now you're only like 1 kilometer behind.
Crazy. Okay. I think, yeah, we got 2 more left after this one. Next 3 items. We have a 5 cents enhancing multi-purpose hair and skin oil.
Wait, five... Oh, cents.
Yeah,
like
cents.
Senses.
Yeah, senses.
I thought you meant literally with 5 cents. I was like, okay,
no,
going to be easy.
Tea tree special shampoo and chlorine dry shampoo powder with oat milk.
You said oat milk for the last one. What was the first one?
Oil.
What type of oil? Like baby oil? Like what?
5 cents enhancing multi-purpose for hair and skin jojoba oil.
So it's basically like 2 in 1.
5 in 1.
Nah. Okay, what's the second one?
Tea tree special shampoo.
Tea tree special shampoo.
And the last one was dry shampoo powder with oat milk.
I'm going to say the oat milk one.
Oh, it could be one of like those herbal medicinal things.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking. It's also because like you specified oat milk and
yeah,
the ingredients. That's kind of why I'm going
oat
with
milk.
It.
Yeah, I'd say the oat milk one.
So all 3 of us had the same answer for the dry shampoo oat milk.
I hope we're right, or we're going to be like the Three Stooges.
No, that okay. You're going to be the Three Stooges.
We're all in favor of blaming it on Aiden if we lose?
Yep.
Crazy. Okay. We have the... Where is it? Guys, I have
technical
found
difficulties?
It.
Give us
technical,
one moment.
Technical wonderfullies. The jojoba 5 cents oil was $24. The tea tree special shampoo was $51.
Oh, no.
And the dry shampoo with oat milk was $4.80.
Damn.
Listen to y'all. Don't follow somebody like Aiden.
Didn't
you vote last?
No. Yeah, but we still agree that it was Aiden's fault. So.
Oh, okay.
It
all right.
It's fair. It's fair.
Fantastic to know.
Oh, man.
And we have one last one.
Is this all or nothing?
Sure. Let's turn it into an all or nothing.
Yeah. So if I get this correct, I'm...
You
there.
Win. And whoever gets this one correct wins. Highest stakes. We have a Roku streaming stick.
Oh, okay.
Everybody know what that is?
Yep.
We have a wireless all-in-one home printer with scanner and copier.
Okay.
And a Christoph Robin purifying mask with thermal mud.
Okay. Thermal
copier. It's got to be the copier.
Yeah, I'm going with copier, too.
It's got to be the copier.
Copier, okay. Evan and Aiden. Not Evan and Aiden, Sean and Aiden.
Yeah, I'll go with the copier.
You sure?
Wait, what are the other options?
Oh, this is...
There is... I'll read them once again, all the way through. Roku streaming stick. Wireless all-in-one home printer with scanner and copier. And Christoph Robin purifying mask with thermal mud.
Christoph?
Screw it, I'm going with Christoph. Okay. Final answer. I'm switching to Christoph.
Christoph.
Thermal mud?
Thermal mud.
What is thermal mud?
Mud that's thermal. Mud that gets a little bit hot.
Is
John's going with
the thermal. The printer. You said wireless. Wireless printers are really expensive.
Wireless.
Does it come with ink?
It didn't specify. I'm assuming not.
I'm going to say the printer.
Printer. Okay.
The ink will charge it up, but not.
Listener, cast your vote in before we reveal.
Wait.
The Roku streaming stick was $49. The wireless all-in-one home printer with scanner and copier was $49. And the Christoph Robin purifying mask with thermal mud was $35.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The printer. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was the printer.
I was close.
Actually, yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
I said printer.
So I'm just tied with him?
Oh, no. I'm tied with you. Aiden had more points in the overall
action. But it was all or nothing, though.
All or nothing.
True.
You're used to that with the sports betting, right?
I'm glad that we got to do this. I got some hypotheticals if you guys would like to do those now. How do we feel about that?
Sure, sure. Hypotheticals.
All right. So we have, is fake syrup better than real syrup?
No.
I mean, wow. No. Aiden, you were talking about how you make your own syrup at home, right?
That's impossible.
You just boil sugar and water.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, like simple syrup? Syrup?
Yeah,
like, syrup, what else do they put in it? Do you make strawberry syrup, chocolate syrup?
I love maple syrup.
Vanilla syrup.
It goes with everything.
You can add it with different vegetables. I mean fruits. Yuck. Yeah, like fruits. Different fruits.
I like a good broccoli syrup.
You get rid of that syrup,
pretty
right?
Nice.
Right, Evan?
Savory syrup is just like balsamic vinegar.
Isn't it peanut syrup just like peanut oil?
Like straight from the source.
Peanut syrup doesn't exist. I'd like to specify that.
Yeah, isn't it just peanut oil?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the opposite of outsource?
Peanut syrup is the little, like, the little water that's on the top of, like, organic peanut butter. That's what peanut syrup is.
So you said, wait, what was the question?
Is fake syrup better than real syrup? Does it taste better?
No. Real syrup, 100%.
Real syrup all day.
Yep.
Really?
Sometimes it's too sweet. Sometimes you need, like, that fake.
Okay, there are some slight exceptions to, like, sometimes, like, with, like, some of the fruit ones, I guess. And that's a rare exception, but 100% with maple syrup only can. I'm not even joking. I kind of gag when I have like the Aunt Jemima's or stuff like that.
Really?
I cannot physically. It's like when you have a. It's just like burns me. Like it's like burns like having a shot. Like that's the equivalent to me. Like
wow, syrup. That might be like something different. Two Canadian. Okay. It's like your kryptonite. Like in.
Yeah. I started having fake syrup and I just have a seizure and I'm like no start Trudeau melting. Help me healthcare please
you start melting like the like the witch from the Wizard of Oz.
Wait, do you like cough syrup?
Aiden, what do you think?
Can I change my answer? They serve at IHOP or Denny's.
See, now that was my point. The blueberry syrup from IHOP.
That's why I was saying there's some exceptions, especially when it comes to the fruit ones, because at IHOP and Denny's, like, I don't like them as restaurants, but their syrups are somewhat okay there.
The syrups are beautiful. IHOP blueberry syrup with the kids' meal in, like, 2014 with the little smiley face pancakes and the banana. Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure the first time I ever went to an IHOP was like past 2020.
How? It's Canadian. You're Mr. Canadian Superman.
IHOP's Canadian?
It has a little maple leaf on the top. Actually, I lied. It's international.
House of
But the ones in Canada are Canadian, so like, you know.
You can say that argument for the Walmarts here too.
Exactly.
Wait, then wherever IHOP comes from, if it's from that place, is it even called IHOP or is it just called Hop? House of Pancakes. Would they say,
what if it was IHOP?
Because it IHOPed over.
Wait, what if there was like IHOP on the moon?
Well, it's international. That would be nation. Moon. IG hop?
Intergalactic.
Instagram hop?
Instagram hop? No, it would still be IHOP.
Yeah.
Intergalactic.
True. Wait, do you prefer, this is just a random question, do you guys prefer breakfast foods or later in the day foods?
What?
This kind of sounds weird, but a lot of the time, like when I wake up, because I like wake up more around.
You
like,
wake up?
Thank you. when I wake up, I kind of like, I'm feeling more like for savory foods, but when it's like dinner time and a lot of that, that's when I kind of want like breakfast foods and like.
You want something sweet?
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of want to. I like the breakfast foods at dinner and vice versa sometimes.
I really mess with like evening oatmeal. I could be weird, but like my grandpa.
I like oatmeal, yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa makes like a lot of oatmeal in the morning, and then like he'll leave it on the stove sometimes because he forgets to put it away. But then I'll eat it at like 7, and it's like, it's beautiful. It's very good.
Yeah, I had some like nice cranberries I put on mine, a bit of brown sugar or some maple syrup.
I do raisins sometimes.
Yeah, raisins. I prefer cranberries personally. Because they're also, fun fact, did you know that almost all cranberries come from right here in BC?
Wow.
Did you count?
Well, no, like, the farms, most of all the farms are here in BC. And
For the audience, that was a joke.
No.
Really?
Wait, okay. What about huckleberries?
I've never heard about that. Those stopped being like mentioned after the age of 7.
I just don't know what they are. I just heard
they're like salmon berries.
Huckleberry.
I've
pie.
Never had a salmon berry.
Salmon berries are like raspberries,
but they're like more bitter.
Yeah,
and orange.
They're like they sweet like you.
So kind.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. But anyways, breakfast foods at dinner. I think I preferred like later in the day foods, just because there's more options for them. Like, there's only so many foods that are classified as traditional breakfast
quote
foods.
Quote unquote. Yeah
exactly.
That.
So like, you know.
Like, okay.
I feel like you eat it up any time of the day.
Breakfast food?
Yeah, breakfast foods.
I mean, it's like. No, like, it's available at any time of the day. That's what we're saying. But we're saying, like, which one is better?
Oh, breakfast food every time. Any time of the day, I'll put breakfast food above regular food.
Yeah, no, I get that. Because, like, I know what you mean. The variety for, like, non-breakfast food is there. But, I don't know. It's just something about just... It feels easy. It feels like just a nice, warm, freaking great time, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Wait, in the morning, you, like... What do you eat usually? What's your typical breakfast?
I actually, during a school day, I don't really eat in the morning. Mm. Just at lunchtime, I just have some lunch, you know? Right.
But I, like...
But you bring them, like...
I heard, like...
I mean, personally for me, like... In my breakfast in the morning, I'll have, like, cereal usually with... I like to put a big banana in there, too, a lot of the time. Because it's, like, good, the calcium, protein.
Yeah.
But, Yep.
But then you bring them the weak ass sandwiches into lunch class, right?
What do you mean sandwiches
whole week,
in lunch
whole
class?
Week, the whole wheat cold
whole
egg.
Whole wheat is so nasty. Like I'm, it's not nasty, but like.
What about whole grain?
Because you only take the whole thing, right?
Whole grain.
Yeah, whole grain.
What do you mean?
Like whole grain is like when you still have the
when you
hull
have all
on
of
the.
It. You just take all of it.
Yeah, it's like the seeds and the hull is still on the seeds.
Yeah, I like some of the seeds.
Yeah. I like sourdough.
Sourdough. Really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you butter it up.
Yeah.
Sourdough and butter. Raisin. I've had like cinnamon raisin sourdough.
Yeah, cinnamon raisin bread already is good, and then having it with a sourdough starter, it's
wonderful.
Something.
It is. All right. Well, that was our little segment. We hope you guys enjoyed this. If you have any differing from opinions, if you have any differing opinions from us, let us know. We have a number.
We can call. You can text us right at
7. We can't call you.
You cannot call. I apologize about that. That's a force of habit saying call or text. But you can text us at 778-782-2573. We hope to hear your feedback.
Yeah. Up next, we have a song by Manitrust called Ring of the Past. This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio, and we are broadcasting from the Burnaby Mountain location.
These. was Ring of Past
by Men I Trust. Next up, we have Focus by Akiala.
I need your touch. I need your mind. I need your future and your present all the time. If that's too much, leave me behind. I'm moving forward until all the stars align. With your baby, I'm gonna need it all.
Was Focus by Akila, and up next we have Headlines by Coco Jones.
Out of the equation.
it down like a real man. I already know what you're doing ain't new.
That was Headline by Coco Jones. We would like to say that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM on the Burnaby Mountain location in SFU. We got a few more hypotheticals before.
We have a few minutes left, so we're just going to do some more hypotheticals. Why not?
Okay, so we have, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
Nope.
Pardon?
Vanilla bean.
Coffee.
That's way too basic.
Coffee.
Okay. I don't. Has anyone else? This is my personal. Oops. Sorry. I should get closer to the mic. My bad. Okay. What I was going to say, I don't know if you guys have, maybe some of the listeners here. I know probably my mom listening obviously has been. But have you, any of you been to the Sunshine Coast?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you been? There's a place called Mike's Ice Cream Parlor down there.
I've heard of that, yeah.
That is one of my favorite ice cream parlors. It's gelato, technically, but same, a ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, like, so many flavors there. But personally, the one I always seem to kind of go back to is their s'more flavor. That's the one I really mess with.
A good s'more ice cream could be good. If they're too graham cracker heavy, then it ruins
all
of it.
Yeah, it's light on graham crackers. It's like still enough so you can kind of taste it, but it feels like more of a light powder on top. Like
We can mess with that.
Yeah. Another one that I actually did also like is up there, they have this, on Gibson's, they have this brewery, and they have this beer or like some sort of whiskey rum kind of flavor. Mm-hmm.
Is it Bailey's?
Yeah, it was like
Bailey's White Chocolate.
Something.
I love
something
that.
Like
flavor.
That. They have that one as well, which is good. But there was like another like something one. Anyway, it was like they did a partner with them, and I my dad originally got it, and I tried, and I was like, hey, that's actually pretty good.
Wow, it's pretty solid.
And that's when I was like a kid, when I was like, if you take a small sip of a beer, you're about to puke for hours, kind of thing. So like, I liked it then.
Yeah,
so,
that's fair.
That's saying something.
Have you guys ever been, like, into the Okanagan and been to a place, weird name, but it's a great ice cream, it's called Tickleberries?
I actually believe I have been to Tickleberries.
Have you? It was so good. The scoops of ice cream they give you for references.
They're big.
For the listener, how do we explain to you?
Baseball size? Softball.
So I couldn't tell the difference.
Okay,
softball
is like twice as big as a regular baseball. Baseball is this big.
Yeah.
Softball is like...
Okay, yeah, like a softball size amount of ice cream on a cone for like $5 in like 2020.
Also, if I may, this is another hypothetical based off of your Okanagan thing.
Yes.
Okopogo. Is it real? Is it not?
Who is that?
The sea monster that apparently lives in the Okanagan Lake. Okopogo.
Oh, yeah.
And does it like ice cream?
Do we think it does? Yeah. Well, I mean, there is an ice cream parlor in Okanagan called Okopogo's Ice Cream, so probably.
Do they work there part-time?
Don't people disappear around there?
Pardon?
Like Bigfoot?
Yeah. Don't people, like, disappear around there?
Maybe they're just getting, like, night shifts at the ice cream parlor.
Yeah, probably night shifts.
That's a fire band name.
And they get permanent shifts in the...
They get some permanent shifts.
Crazy. I mean, I don't know. How much do you guys believe in, like... I don't know. Like, the Loch Ness Monster, Ogopogo, Bigfoot, all that.
I feel like maybe Bigfoot's real. Maybe. He's probably, like, a nice guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I believe Sasquatches were probably real at one point.
At one point,
they might still be now, but I like think they definitely were something like them was, yeah, you know.
I think they'd be if they were real. They could have been like hunted to extinction.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah,
I that or they have finally evolved, like, on a scientific perspective. What if, like, there were some humans who were still evolving, like, from apes,
mm-hmm.
while there were some who already fully had, like, quote-unquote evolved, and they saw, do you know what I'm saying there?
I do. Yeah. All of the NBA is actually just more evolved Sasquatches, and that's why they're, like...
That's why they're so tall.
That's why they're 7'5".
That's why they're, 8 feet tall.
Exactly.
Wait, going back on the ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I used to go to this place called Rain or Shine near Kits.
Ooh, I love it.
With my mom.
Yep.
And I would always order the exact same ice cream.
Which was?
I'll get to that. That is my favorite flavor, right?
Okay.
Right. But every time I order it, my mom would always say that I'm eating grandma lotion.
Oh, I think I know which one you're saying. And I think, right, I'm going to have to agree with you because I'm doing my CLC project on this. And same one. And I think it's my favorite flavor.
It's two flavors, but they're very similar to me. Right? Number one is Lavender Fog.
Okay.
And number two is Earl Grey Tea. Those are my two flavors. My favorite flavors.
They are good, but they do sound like grandma flavors.
They do sound like grandma flavors.
But they taste so good.
They do taste good. Yeah.
I think the one I was thinking of, those are in my my top three from Rain or Shine, but I think I was thinking more of Earnest. They have one called Honey Lavender.
Yes.
That is the same. Honey Lavender.
Dude, that is so
good. It might be called Honey Lavender. I forget. It might be called Lavender Fog.
I think it was, if you're thinking about Rain or Shine, I don't think it was Honey Lavender, but Earnest Ice Cream, I think, has the... Actually, no, Rain or Shine, I think, has the Honey Lavender.
It's Honey Lavender, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, Honey Lavender is my favorite thing. My CLC project, I'm doing a recipe book, and one of my assignments is recreating that flavor to a tea, and that's what I'm doing, because I mess with that flavor so much.
That sounds like a great fun time.
It literally is.
Wait, back to Bigfoot. If I imagine him, he could be, a descendant, Evan could be, a long-lost cousin.
I feel
because he's not even close to 7 foot.
He's not tall enough. I don't think he's tall enough.
Yeah.
I could see some of the build for him a bit, but you need a bit more height.
Yeah, you have to be, I don't know, under 6'5" for a Sasquatch seems like an anomaly. Insane, crazy amount. You're just so, you're missing out on so much. That's I don't know what, a 9-year-old's height in comparison.
You guys know Nosferatu, the legend of Nosferatu.
Yeah, I actually know.
Nosferatu. I forgot what language.
Hmm. Well, maybe we can continue with that one a bit more on our.
He actually has ties to Nosferatu.
And why is that? Why is
look
that
your face?
Looking like a vampire.
He does have some fangs. No, look right here. He has, a little bit more of a point on some of these teeth.
For the audio listeners, Sean is examining Aiden's face.
There
are some fangs. All right. Thank you so much for listening to Golf Radio. We like the time that you spend with us in our little hour of talking about Ogopogo and ice cream and
all the random stuff that comes along with it.
Exactly. We appreciate you tuning in. This is Golf Radio. Goodbye.